RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Kentucky correspondent is Casita Dean May. Dean is a professor and head of the Department of Social Work at Western Kentucky University. Laura and Dean have been married for 34 years and have two young adult daughters, Natalie and Claire. In their journey to the empty nest, Laura and Dean discovered the RVing lifestyle and culture. In a series of fortunate events, they purchased a new-to-them 2005 Casita 17 Freedom Deluxe Egg Camper in the fall of 2015. They are particularly fond of attending egg rallies for RVers that own molded fiberglass RVs. They also travel with Gibbs, the Mississippi Maltese.
He's so cute.
Welcome
Not
to
you,
the show, Dean.
Gibbs, welcome
Dean,
to the
say,
show.
I'll say that Dean is cute.
He's cute, too.
Welcome
to the show.
You.
So good to have you back. And we're particularly happy to have you back because you're going to tell us about sort of a really kind of special experience that you had with the RV and kind of a fun family camping experience. Where are you taking us to this week?
We are going to go to Lake Rudolph Campground and RV Resort in deep southern Indiana.
All right. We can't wait to hear all about it. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Resorts, which have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you're an RV enthusiast or you enjoy the comfort of a cabin, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From water zones to mini-golf and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
They're going to hit 100 soon.
I know. They've been adding and adding. We're excited, although people are still disappointed if they don't have one near them.
And they're all over Indiana.
Our listeners, keep waiting.
And Dean, you're taking us to southern Indiana. Can you tell us a little bit more about the location of this campground?
Okay. This campground is located just off of I-64. And Interstate 64 will run east to west from Louisville to Evansville. And so you're about 75 miles west of Evansville or about 50 miles east. It's 75 miles west of Louisville or about 50 miles east of Evansville. And what you'll do is just take I-64, drop south off of I-64, and you're probably, you're only, I'd say, 15 miles or so from the interstate. If you're coming from the south, you could actually be in Bowling Green, Kentucky, take Natcher Parkway after stopping by and saying hi to Laura and I. You can go on up, cross the Ohio River about 75 miles north of Bowling Green, go across the Ohio River, and about another 15 miles, you would be at Santa Claus, Indiana is the actual name of the town, and the campground is Lake Rudolph Campground and RV Resort.
And Dean says that without irony. When he says you could stop by and visit him and Laura, he actually means that.
He'll make you barbecue.
Now, southern Indiana is quite a bit different than northern Indiana. For the uninitiated, can you break down that geography for us a little bit?
Yep. Yeah, sure. Northern Indiana is flat, and that's basically corn country. And even though southern Indiana is also very rural, but back in the days of the big old glaciers, the glaciers is what is that's basically what made Indiana flat. But they made it down to southern Indiana and then receded. So southern Indiana has more hills, and we actually will call them knobs. So we have that's sort of the knob area, and that's where the glaciers receded, creating the Ohio River and then all of the debris and soil out in front of that. So it's kind of nice hilly country. And I always thought that southern Indiana is the pretty part of the state, but Laura likes to think that northern Indiana is the more cultured part of the state.
Okay. So we'll let other people debate that.
But... yeah, there you go.
Well, when it comes to RV culture, it's the more cultured part of the state. That's for sure.
I want to know more about this name. Okay, we're in Santa Claus, Indiana, and you're at Lake Rudolph. Is everything like all about Christmas here?
Everything. And when we say everything, everything, every street, everything inside the campground, outside the campground will have a Christmas theme to it. So yes, Santa Claus, Indiana, and this is Lake Rudolph. And a little later, we're going to talk about the amusement park, which is Holiday World. So there's very much a holiday Christmas theme to this area.
It's crazy Midwesterners. They
know.
They
Who
love
even
Christmas.
Knows that this stuff is out there. Okay. So we know that this isn't a state park. We know this is a private resort campground, and it's probably going to have all the things that we expect of that. But just tell us a little bit about like the size of this campground. What should we expect in that department?
And now, in my book, this is a very large campground and resort. And it's also interesting that they have more vacation rentals than you do actual campsites. So there's 285 plus or minus vacation rentals and an additional 235 RV and tent sites. And all of the RV sites are full hookup sites.
The only campground I can think of that's bigger than that is Fort Wilderness.
That's big. Yeah.
It's big.
Wow, that is really big. Okay, so I guess that gives us lots of room for lots of fun. Now, tell us a little bit more about sort of the way the campground is laid out.
Okay, again, since it's in southern Indiana is kind of rolling, gently rolling hills. The campground is relatively flat, but there's still a hill or two. And I would say I would characterize most of the campground as being moderately shaded. Some sites are going to be completely open while some would be heavily wooded. But most of them, you're always going to have a site that's going to have at least a few trees. They also have lots of what I would call newer vacation rentals. So if you want something sort of new and modern and you don't have your RV, you may want to go with the cabins or cottages. But they also have entire loops of nothing more than RV rentals, which are travel trailers. The travel trailers tend to be a little older, but they're still functional. So there's lots of camping options from tents all the way through to brand new cabins and cottages. At Lake Rudolph.
Does the egg camper fit in? I mean, do you feel accepted here, Dean?
Oh, yeah. And this is such a family-oriented place. We actually bumped into one other couple that had a casita, but I was also really, really surprised at the number of people with pop-ups. I mean, young families, they're coming to that campground to hang out at Holiday World. So it is very much a laid-back, family-oriented park. I've been to several other areas that will have the much larger Class A's and things like that. But this is middle class America here.
All right. Now it sounds like this is like a local destination that people would definitely schedule time for a vacation every year. So tell us a little more about booking and what we need to know, and then also what it's going to cost us to plan a vacation here.
Now, since this is a private resort, the prices are going to range on a number of variables. So, are you going to be getting a site off season, which is going to be different than spring or fall, which is different than peak season and holidays. And then the rates are even going to vary on whether or not you're renting on Friday and Saturday night rather than through the week on Sunday and Thursday nights. And so the rates that I'm going to quote peak rates here. If for whatever reason you want to have a vacation rental or cabin, they're going to range from about $230 a night all the way up to $300 a night. But that's going to be for a primo, nice size, new cabin. If you want to go with an RV rental, They have what they call a standard RV rental, a king RV rental, and a super king, and that will range from $155 to $230 a night. And then the RV sites, they're all full hookup, but they still have a tier of RV sites ranging from standard to a super 30 to a deluxe, and they'll go from about $54 to $74 a night.
Sounds like a great place to bring the entire family and to bring the aunts and uncles or people
who don't have their own
RV, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's kind of what we did, and we'll talk about that a little later. We ended up with, I guess there was 10 or 11 of us that were there, and we had two RV sites and a Super King RV rental. And so it's a wonderful place to bring your extended family. And if they don't RV, they can still come and hang out and have a wonderful vacation with you.
All right, let's talk about the specific sites. So what are the RV sites like? Pull through, back in, shaded, not shaded?
I would call the vast majority of the RV sites are back in sites. There are maybe a few pull throughs. And almost all of the RV sites are going to have at least some shade to moderate shade. Most of the sites are going to be gravel sites, but there will be a few of the deluxe sites that will have concrete pads.
Now, you know, one of the things about resorts with such amenities like an amusement park next door is we usually question people not to expect huge sites, right? Because of course you're not spending time at your, you know, private site. What you're doing is waking up and going off and enjoying all the amenities that they have to offer them. So some people call them rack'em and stack'em, right? RV resorts. Is this a rack'em and stack'em, or do you get kind of a little bit of room to roam?
I would say it's somewhere in between those sort of, I think you kind of, you summed it up there. Like, for example, if I were to go back, I wouldn't choose the site that we happened to be in because it was pretty tight. But we wanted to do that for a couple of reasons. Is my brother and his family was there. So he had an RV site right next to our RV site. And right across the campground road, we had the Super King RV rental. So for us, it was about how close can we get, you know, the 10, 11, 12 of us that are camping together. But if it would just be Laura and I would have tried to find a little more comfortable spot. But this is not a state park, so by no means are you going to have large sites. So some of the sites, I would say, are a bit on the small side, but many of the sites, I would say, are still comfortable sites. You got just a little bit of elbow room.
But there are lots of shared amenities, right? So there's a lot of real estate reserved for the amenities. So what are some of the best things to do there?
Okay, now this is inside the campground itself and inside the resort area. It's the type of place, again, with Holiday World less than a mile away, just, you know, driving your own car there. But you can still have time where you can just relax at the campground, you know, all day long. To a certain extent, I'm not sure I'll say this, it's almost a bit of a Midwestern Fort Wilderness. And again, I don't know if I've never been to Fort Wilderness, so I don't know if that's a great comparison or not. But you've got a swimming pool for the kids, you've got a baby pool, and everything has, you know, the Christmassy names. You've got the Blitzen Bay pool, you've got the baby Blitzen pool. They also have some waterworks, and it's called Santa's Splashdown Water Park. Now, there is an extra cost with that. There's like $5 a day, and it's two really large fiberglass water slides, and they also have a splash pad. Now, it's free if the kids are under 42 inches. But they also have kind of the standard things that you would see at other campgrounds and resorts. There's like miniature golf and a couple of playgrounds and basketball courts and horseshoes, and there's a fishing lake, and you can do gym mining for an extra cost. Volleyball, golf cart rentals, paddle boats, kayaks, rowboats, and they have a couple of game rooms, and they also have a couple of nice nature trails if you just want to kind of hike through the woods a little bit.
Did your family do any of those things?
Yeah, we played, Laura and I are avid miniature golf fans, and so we're always playing. We played miniature golf every day. We kept up with scores so we could have a daily winner and overall winner. So, yeah, and we did the paddle boats and got out on the lake and played around and played in the game rooms a bit, and we hiked the nature trails. So, yeah, we participated in that. We didn't do the water park. You know, again, The youngest one with us was my daughter that at the time would have been 19. So with the water slides and stuff, that's much, much better for probably the kids that are more like 2 to 15 or so would be my guess.
Now, you know, here's my question for you. Your adult daughters, you bought your RV really after, you know, they had kind of almost been out of the house, you know, and had flown the nest. So, but you brought them on a couple of trips with you and you went here with them. And so they're not really, it's not like they grew up RVing. How do they like this campground? What was their takeaway from this campground? Was this like a fun experience for them?
Okay, now, one of the main reasons we ended up going here at this particular time is my oldest daughter, Natalie, had graduated from the University of Kentucky with her degree in architecture. We were going to celebrate her college graduation. Laura and I were talking to her, and we were talking about a graduation present. And we grew up, and again, I'm 100 miles from Holiday World. So as it turned out, our summers consisted of, you know, we would go to the beach and get a condo. We'd go to Gatlinburg and get a cabin. But we would also do what we call staycations at home, and we'd take a couple of weeks in the summer. And my brother's children would come up and spend a week with us, and then he'd come up the second week, and we would do, you know, things that we would go to Holiday World every summer. We also went to Disney World for a couple of summers. So my girls did the Disney thing. We stayed a week and we'd do different parks. And when it came time for Natalie to have her graduation present, she actually chose going back to Holiday World with her sister, with her cousins, for another fling at Holiday World. So that's how we ended up at the campground and with the Super King RV rental. And when our girls were just a little younger, if you were to give them a choice between Disney World or Holiday World, they would choose Holiday World over Disney.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's just more accessible for kids. Like, they feel at home there, and they just enjoy being kind of like having the run of the place, right? Whereas Disney World can be a little bit big and overwhelming. So
I think that's it exactly. That Holiday World was just, it's exciting, but it's comfortable. And it's, you know, particularly comfortable for them since they spent, you know, several summers. And sometimes we would even go a second time. I mean, they're really, it could be, you know, the park's going to close at 8 o'clock and it sprinkles at 7 o'clock. So on your way out, they're giving you free passes to come back anytime the rest of the summer. So it's just that type of park that they really reach out and make it very approachable for families to visit. And I even think, and we'll talk about the cost of the park. I think it's very reasonable compared to other amusement parks.
All right. Now, you were there with your adult daughters. Tell me, you got to know about the Wi-Fi then, right? Did everybody have service? Was everybody able to be on their devices?
Well, the cell phone service was fine, but since there's so many people there, they do have Wi-Fi, but I would call it mediocre at best. So it was pretty spotty depending on where you were in the campground. So lack of access to Wi-Fi can be a little bit of an issue. So you end up, you know, chewing through your cellular data if you're not careful.
How is the customer service at the campground?
I think, you know, I found we booked. I mean, they have a nice online booking system, and you can do it that way. But since I had the complexity of wanting, you know, two RV sites close by and a Super King rental, I called and got wonderful customer service. And it's the type of place, there's a lot of young folks, you know, probably late teenagers, early 20s, folks that are in the park that are running the miniature golf, that are doing the different things. And there's always a smile on their face. And they're, you know, very pleasant folks to work with. So I liked, and we had no problems with the staff and found it very, found them helpful and very friendly.
All right. Now, were there a lot of organized activities during the day, or was it kind of more of an on your own, enjoy the amenities?
It's pretty much an on your own, enjoy the amenities, given the access to Holiday World and then the other amenities inside the park. I didn't really see. I think there was a place at one of the pavilions they were doing a movie night. So if families with kids wanted to come and, you know, check out a PG or G movie, they were doing some of that. But beyond that, I didn't see any other structured, organized activities.
All right. Now, you already said that if you went back, you might choose a different site if it were just you and Laura, or, you know, we all learn from our first visit to a campground. So tell us, what are your insider tips, right, for somebody who's going to book their first stay?
Okay, well, and again, this is not about seclusion and quiet. So if that's important to you, this probably isn't the place to go to. And then the other thing is, speaking of seclusion and quiet, this campground and resort borders the amusement park. So there's actually there's one area in the lake in which the one of the loops of the one of the roller coasters comes out into the lake a little bit. And there's also other areas where there are either water rides or the roller coasters that you can, when you're on the roller coaster, you can look over to your, you know, whatever side of the roller coaster, you can see the cabins. So there are going to be certain areas, if you're not careful, you're going to be alongside a roller coaster that every 3 minutes, two dozen people are going to be screaming as they're going 60 miles an hour. So,
and you might like that and you might not like that.
You know, I've talked to a couple people about it and they say, you know, after a few hours, you just tune it out. But yeah, it's still something for maybe folks to keep in mind.
All right. Now, nobody's perfect. You guys, I know, had a great time here. You definitely asked to review this on Campground of the Week and thought it'd be great for our audience. But what kinds of recommendations do you have to just kind of take it up to the next level?
Oh, I think a couple of things. I still thought for the standard RV sites, and again, for so, you know, with Laura and I, where we tend to do more Corps of Engineer parks, you know, state parks, that type of thing, the standard RV sites, just a little tight. I think could have used a little more gravel since they were gravel sites. They have brand new, wonderful cabins and cottages. The RV rentals are a little long in the tooth. I thought they were fine. It was very functional, gave us a lot of square footage for the, you know, for the girls and cousins and boyfriends and stuff to hang out. But so it just kind of depends on what you want. If you want a more budget option or if you want to spend a little more money. But the RV rentals, just for those folks, I'll kind of give a heads up, I thought was a little long in the tooth. And also golf carts at this place are very, very popular. And they will run out of golf carts. And I think I'd even mentioned at some point, they even do golf cart parades 3 nights a week. And people bling out their golf carts with LED lights and sound systems. And they'll at 8:30 at night, you'll go out at the front of your campsite and you'll get pelted with candy as the golf carts are going by.
Not your typical camping style, Dean, I have to say.
No, it's a little different.
Though I think that you could probably throw candy at Dean and he'd be okay with that.
I was okay with it.
All right, Dean's going to give us all kinds of regional highlights, and I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about Holiday World and the area. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together. Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year limited warranty. Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Jayco from Northern Indiana.
Yep.
But we're in the southern right part of the there. State. So you told us a little bit about Holiday World, but let's go back there. Why don't you hit some of the highlights from Holiday World? What do we want to do while we're there? What roller coasters do we want to go on?
Okay. So first off, I'd like to say that this is a very family-oriented amusement park. I think it's very clean and also offers a couple of amenities that are very nice, like soft drinks. You have free soft drinks and water all day long. That comes with your park admission.
Excuse me? Wait a second.
What?
Hang on. We're going to have to edit that out. Free soft drinks?
You must be mistaken.
No, it's free soft drinks. And there are soft drink stations, probably dozens of them throughout the water park and the amusement park. And if you know anything about Southern Indiana, one of the more popular soft drinks, which over the last few decades, it has expanded its distribution. But if you like Big Red, you can get Big Red at the amusement park.
I'm going to venture to say this might be the only amusement park in America, if not the world, that offers free soft drinks.
Our kids would be like bouncing off the rides.
Right.
They'd be like, ding.
Shut the place down.
You have to be a little careful with that. But they also, there will be Gatorade and obviously iced water, that type of thing. And you don't have to worry about sunscreen. So they have sunscreen stations everywhere, which is nice. And the other thing that's really cool about Holiday World, and I keep saying Holiday World, but really it's Holiday World and Splash and Safari Water Park. At one point, Splash and Safari was the number two rated water park in the United States. And several of the roller coasters inside Holiday World are routinely top five, top 10 roller coasters. I think the admission to the park, I mean, you're looking at maybe $49 for adults, $39 for kids under 54. But they also have a program where you can pick your own ticket price. And depending, and really what that means is what they're trying to do is keep people don't show up just on Fridays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. How about coming sometime, you know, another time in the week? So depending on what month you're going and what time of the week you're going, you can get up to $20 off your ticket. So you're looking at being able to get adults in for $30 and kids under 54 inches for $20. And I just don't think you can. Those types of prices are just, I think, wonderful for families that are looking for fun.
That is very affordable for a day at an amusement park when I don't have to buy soft drinks for my kids all day.
Right.
I'm thinking I can afford that. All right. Now, you're talking about how the roller coasters rank up there. So, you know, this is, in the name Holiday World, you might think, oh, it's cute, it's for little kids. But obviously, this is a full-fledged amusement park with rides all the way for the adults. I'm almost thinking like Dolly World when I hear this.
Oh, absolutely.
Dollywood.
Dollywood.
There you go.
I know that Dolly listens, so I just want to keep that clear.
And I'm going to go from the littlest to the biggest here. And particularly, they have the Howler, which is a smaller steel roller coaster for kids. But the Raven, wonderful wooden roller coaster. And it's maybe a good segue for the first wooden roller coaster. But again, I better be careful with that because it's still a legitimate wooden roller coaster. So be a little careful with your kids on whether or not they're ready for that. Then they have the Legend, and then they have the Voyage, which is, probably the biggest drop on the Voyage is about 150 feet, and you go underground two or three times with it, and it's about a 3-minute ride, and it's a very legitimate thrill ride. And they just recently put in a few years ago, they put in the Thunderbird, which is a massive go upside down X number of times steel roller coaster. But it's also more than just roller coasters. They have different themed areas throughout the park. Like there's the Thanksgiving area, the 4th of July area. And depending on the area, they have lots of really nice, and there's trees in the park. And you can go with your kids and, you know, you can find the swings and you can find the scrambler and you can find the spider and you can find the barrels and the teacups and just all different types of rides for little kids. You can find the bumper boats and the bumper cars. And when you want a break, they have different shows. They even have a diving show where professional divers are diving into this pool from anywhere from, 50 to 80 feet in the air. And they have different like little country music, opportunities for shows. They do concerts, even certain times throughout the summer on Friday nights, they do fireworks, they do concerts, larger scale concerts besides just the staff that are hired throughout the summer to perform. They may bring in a big name country artist and even the food. I think the food's pretty good. And depending on what you want to eat, even the food is moderately priced.
I'm not surprised that Natalie wanted to go here.
For the price of the ticket, this place sounds off the hook amazing. I mean, honestly, it sounds kind of like there's more there than Hershey Park, Steph, right? I mean, in terms of like the live entertainment. I want to go.
I
want to go, too.
Me and my boys love riding the coasters.
I like roller coasters, too.
We've got you on board a little bit.
But the other thing is, it's just not the roller coasters. Remember, you get access to the Splash and Safari Water Park. And really what we would do, our plan was, and again, you got to have that strategy, as soon as the gates open, we head straight to, and again, we're in the summer here, we're going to head straight to the water park and really spend the first half of the day taking in the water park. And they have cool names for their water rides. There's like Bakuli and Hyena Falls. And they have two water roller coasters, one called the Mammoth and one called the Wildebeest. And
Dean, I don't know what that means, Dean.
Are you making this up?
What is a roller coaster?
it's a water roller coasters, and they are, if you like water rides and you like roller coasters, you really need to do those. And they all kinds of water tubes and Zynga. Zynga is actually probably one of my favorite water rides. If you can imagine a funnel that's 60 feet tall, over on its side, and you come shooting out of the water tube and you slide up the side of the funnel and you just kind of go up and down and you go through the funnel and you come out the bottom. It is a ton of fun. And there's also all kinds of places for little kids just to hang out in terms of waterworks. And, there's, buckets of water that hold 500 gallons of water that will spill over and trickle down. And, the kids will get all wet and places for them to climb and play. So lazy river. So if you just want to get
a state of Indiana needs to put you on the payroll because people are like flocking to southern Indiana right now.
I mean, we've been there, like I said, every summer for years. We would do our 1 to 2 times a summer pilgrimage to Holiday World.
Right, after a few days here, you're going to need to go relax somewhere.
Where
are you going to go to reconnect with nature after you've spent days and days on Hyena Falls and the Bukali and the Mammoth and all that stuff? Take us to Lincoln State Park.
Okay. Now, Laura and I are starting our third season of camping, and if I had to pick a top 5 state park campground, for me, it would be Lincoln State Park. It's 100 miles from my doorstep. You're only 5 miles from Holiday World, but it is a beautiful little campground. They've got camping. They've got hiking. They have a beautiful little lake that you can hike the perimeter of the lake. You can use non-motorized boats in the lake. And they also have this Lincoln Amphitheater there that does a whole summer concert series. And they also do some plays on young Abe Lincoln. But Laura and I, this past, I think in September, we were back up there, and we took in a Billy Joe tribute concert. I wanted to see the Led Zeppelin tribute concert, but it didn't work with our schedule, and Laura got to see Billy Joel instead. But it's a great place to catch a concert. And adjacent to the state park, they also have, and this is part of the National Park Service, they have the Lincoln Memorial, National Memorial. And they have a homestead there, and they have the actual campsite memorial where Lincoln spent his boyhood years. And the memorial building is an exceptional place to spend a couple of hours just going through and reading about Lincoln's life.
All right, now this is just campground of the week in a nutshell. You've got us.
This is campground of the week on steroids.
All right, so
I'm going to call you P.T. Barnum from now on.
You've got us at Holiday World. You've got us at state parks, and now you're going to tell us about a monastery.
Absolutely, and this is Southern Indiana is culturally much much different. And I was thinking to myself, Bowling Green, we're still part of the South. We call ourselves, we're the Mid-South, but really we're the South. You go 75 miles away, you cross the Ohio River, Indiana is the Midwest, and there's a strong German influence there, and it just has a different feel to it. But when you're ready to chill out, and I even think even for the kids, these are kind of cool places to visit. I mean, the architecture of these monasteries, just amazing. You can go to St. Meinrad. You can go and just tour the facilities at St. Meinrad. They have a wonderful gift shop, and they have one of the best selections of Belgian Abbey beers that you can find anywhere. So that's a nice place to go spend. If you want to decompress and relax and just have a serene atmosphere, it's wonderful. And that's where they train priests. But they also have another monastery, and I love this name here, Sisters of St. Benedict Monastery of the Immaculate Conception.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. And another just beautiful area, and you can just walk the grounds and really decompress after a previous day at Holiday World. And I was somewhat partial to St. Benedict because they also have their own brewery. And you can go to the St. Benedict Brew House. Now, while we were there, they only served soft pretzels with the beer. But now they're doing things like you can go on Friday during Lent, and they're doing an all-you-can-eat fish fry, that type of thing. And I think they were getting ready to maybe serve pizza, too. So that's a nice place. You can just go spend, 2-3 hours.
Hashtag pray work brew.
Yes. That's kind of their hashtag. And I, of course, had to buy me a pint glass that reflected that hashtag.
That's a good hashtag. I like it. All right. Now, you've got some more places to eat, drink, and be merry. What are they?
A couple. One, if you want to, you could participate on the Hoosier Wine Trail. There's a lot of local wineries in the area. And when we were there at the amphitheater at the state park, a lot of the wineries had booths there. And it was really kind of, we're talking about state park here, and you can buy a bottle of wine, take it into the amphitheater with you, and split a bottle of wine with your spouse or your partner. So the wineries are really trying to push their products, there at the amphitheater, and there's actually a wine trail that you could participate in. There's a southern old school brewery called Snitch Brewery, and a great place to eat some food, drink a beer. They got a beautiful lake. You can sit outside. We even had a chance to meet with a couple of fellow RV FTAers, so we got to see Shay and Kyle and their two wonderful daughters, Maya and Avon. So this is, I think, like the second time we've been out camping somewhere, and we've been there with other folks from RV FTA.
Oh, that's just community. It's about bringing people together at places where they sell beer.
I feel like this episode is like a metaphor for Dean's soul.
This is his whole life right here.
This is his masterpiece.
I know. I love it. And I love the fact that so much of his experience in this area and in this region wasn't connected with his RV experience. But now, like, we're benefiting from all of, all of his decades of experience in this area on Campground of the Week. Well, Dean, thank you so much for that great review. And we also want to thank Progressive Insurance. You can stay protected with emergency expense, which is automatically included with your RV comp and collision. Progressive will pay for temporary expenses, transportation, and towing if the RV is damaged more than 50 miles from your home. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
Dean, thank you so much. That was really a wonderful review. My goodness. I mean, who knew this was all there? I didn't know.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. It was fun to talk about what's another one of these areas that's kind of in our backyard. And I grew up in southern Indiana, and I mean, I grew up in 4-H, going to 4-H camp just adjacent to Santa Claus, Indiana.
Well, and please tell Natalie thank you for choosing this as her graduation present.
Well, I'll pass that on.
We benefited. All
Dean,
right.
We'll see you at the next egg rally.
All right, take care.